Hi everyone, this is Jean-Noël from Immersive Storytelling Channel. Today, I would like to talk about a research paper in interactive storytelling. As I was explaining in another video, in order to immerse people in another universe, it's very important for them to interact. When your actions have an impact on the world, you feel immediately more present in it. However, it quickly appeared that with immersive storytelling, there is a clear opposition between defining a story beforehand and the freedom players have through interaction. Indeed, how to be sure that the story unfolds as planned if the player is free? Shouldn't we question the very notion of a predefined story? That's the interrogation at the heart of the article I'm presenting to you in this video. The article has been published in 2004 by Brian Magoko and John Hillard and is named Mediating the Tension Between Plot and Interaction. The paper introduces IDA for Interactive Drama Architecture and focuses on a specific approach to this conflict between interaction and story, allowing the story to take a different shape according to the player's actions. In order to do that, they thought over the way to write a story. The author does not specify the entire detailed events, but rather set a global structure, which won't be modified, and a pacing to respect. This is the content inside this structure, which may vary and take form through the player's actions. This structure is made of a partially ordered list of events. These events have preconditions, which must be met in order to be triggered. In these preconditions, there may be a notion of timing, meaning in which interval the author wants the event to be triggered, in order to reach the desired pacing. These events can have variable elements that the author does not completely specify and which will be decided by the player's actions when the story is actually executed. For instance, the author can specify that between the first and second minute, a dialogue between two characters must start. He does not have to specify the place, which will be decided by IDA relative to the player's position and if she should be hearing this dialogue from a distance or be plainly visible by the two characters. Therefore, it's in a way the player who finalizes the story set up by the author. How does IDA work? First, IDA uses a player model. This player model depicts what the player knows about the world and the current story and is constantly updated. The characters in the world use a cognitive model named SOAR, which allows IDA to direct them while maintaining a coherency from the player's point of view. IDA will then control step by step the triggering of the events according to the evolution of the world state. While IDA unfolds the story, it also uses the player model in order to predict our actions. The prediction will tell that the story is threatened if the preconditions for the next events are no longer valid, or if a key event may not occur in time. Sometimes IDA may also just notice that a player's action is problematic and must be repaired. For instance, IDA could detect that the player may spend 5 minutes inside a room in order to inspect its objects, when a key event is supposed to happen in another room 2 minutes later. Or simply, a key object may have been destroyed, for instance a book containing a mandatory piece of information for the player in order for her to progress in the story. To prevent such things to happen, IDA can control the environment, the objects, or the characters. When the player may spend too much time in the same place, visual or sound cues can be used, by playing with the environment lighting to catch her attention, or triggering a heavy sound localized where the player should go. In the destroyed book case, IDA can place again the piece of information in another book or in a future dialogue. Then comes the question of the coherency. How to be sure that this modification remains credible in the player's eyes? The player model is there again to help us. Indeed, IDA knows what the player knows and therefore what she doesn't know, and so can alter the story and the world without her to notice. For instance, by creating a new book in a room the player did not visit yet. This is it for this quick introduction to the interactive drama architecture presented by Brian Magoko and John Hillard in their paper. I think it's a good introduction to the notion of conflict between author intent and player's interaction. It allows to spotlight the idea to think over the way we make stories. I hope to have the opportunity to develop this aspect of immersive storytelling in other videos. Thanks for watching, and if you liked it, don't forget to subscribe.